in the rooms now. A very late inclusion into the encounter tonight. Luke, congratulations on the win. When did you find out that you'd be running around, and where were your boots about half an hour before the game started?
I probably found out after the first warm-up, so they said there was 10 minutes to go, so the shakes definitely came through. Sean Grigg was talking to me through some midfield positions where I'll be standing, and I didn't hear a thing. I was shaking that much. So it's been a while since I've been in the team. So, yeah, just really grateful got the call up.
And we watched you tonight, and you looked like a man out there that wanted to seize the opportunity. You looked as though you knew that you've been battling on the fringe for a period of time. You've seized your opportunity tonight, and I think you've put your best case forward.
Yeah, I've been battling away in the VFL. It's been heaps of fun, but obviously, yeah, we're here to play AFL, being in the system. So, I just sort of said to myself, just enjoy it tonight and leave everything out there. And, I definitely don't buggered. So,
Luke, John Dono here. Great game. Well done to you. I'm just looking at the outs for you coming into this game. Obviously, late outs of Segler, Blitzarves, Dangerfield, no Rowan, no Selwood. And then you get three guys coming in, one of them yourself, and you blow a team away on your home deck. You guys must be filled with confidence at the moment, and you're just playing like a team that's full of confidence as well.
Yeah, we definitely are. Obviously, when you have 10 wins on the trot, going pretty well. But, we've got a big depth of players here at Geelong, and it's obviously a real hard team to get into. So, as soon as anyone gets into the team, you can see they take the opportunity with both hands. And, yeah, it was another good performance tonight.
Luke, Scott Lucas here. Well done on your re-entry into the team, mate, and on your performance tonight. We were just chatting earlier, and great, in a sense, for us to ask you this question because you have watched a little bit of the team in recent times. What's changed? What gives you the confidence, perhaps, that other years has not or hasn't quite gone your way, whereas this team looks really complete? What's been the additions that you think have been pivotal to that?
I think this year in the preseason we concentrated heaps on just our ball movement and moving a bit quicker. And I know outside noise probably said that we probably went a bit sideways at times in the past few years. So I think we just concentrated on getting the ball forward and getting it in quick. I mean, when you got blokes like Hawk and Jezza down there, you'd be stupid not to get it in there. So and also I think blokes like Max Holmes with a bit of speed coming on the wings, and Sam Manigold playing really, really well. So, just been a couple of changes during pre-season, and then just the young boys just building some confidence.
Luke, you've seen plenty of football in your time. We were also discussing this earlier. Sam De Koning, have you seen as impressive a young defender come into the game in your time?
Oh, I don't think so. He's having an unbelievable year, and to have blokes like him and Stewart back there, I mean, it gives you confidence up in the forward line. So, he's been terrific, Sam, and just loved having the team.
What about the versatility of someone like a Jack Henry, who's had his own issues to deal with this year through injury, came back into the side, was a forward, and then flipped back for the period of time after that game against the Tigers and was flipped forward again tonight. Impressive again for someone who's been in the system a little longer but still establishing himself at the top level.
Yeah, like Jack had a super year last year, and obviously, like you said, he missed a lot this year due to injury, but like whenever we put him forward, he seems to kick two or three, so he's an absolute weapon up there. So, and I think he also went to the ruck for a bit today as well, so he can do it all, Jack.
What was said at halftime? Because the Saints were challenging you throughout that second term, and it looked as though the Cats had lost a little bit of composure. Did Chris Scott say anything at halftime to spark the dominant second half that we saw from the Cats?
There actually wasn't a whole lot said. It was just more just be confident in the system that we've built and the form that we've had. It was pretty calm in the rooms, and he was pretty good, Scotty. So we just trust the system we got, and we just said go out there and get it done, especially in the first 5 to 10 minutes. So, I think we did that pretty well.
Luke, last one from me. I want to ask you about Isaac Smith's game. He bobs up, kicks three tonight, 21 disposals. He's so important for you on a wing, and then he goes forward and he kicks goals. It makes defenders' lives hard.
Yeah. He's had another good year. Isaac is an incredible player. He's actually calling himself the sprinkler out there because he kept popping up and kicking snags. So, he's getting better with age, Isaac. So, yeah, he had another terrific game.
And for yourself, Luke, as we let you go, so tonight you get the opportunity to play. Do you hold out hope that you may be a part of the starting 22 or even the sub as you head towards September? What's going to be the mindset for you heading into the last month and a half of footy?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll go home tonight and just enjoy getting in the team and enjoy the win and getting back in the AFL. So, but, yeah, I'll look. I'll hold my breath a little bit, but until Thursday or Friday when you get the call. But I'm sort of used to it this year, sort of being on the fringe. And, yeah, it's pretty difficult. But, yeah, like I said, I hope I can stay in the team. But you'd never know. I mean, there's some pretty good players here. So we'll see how we go.
Yeah, there is some pretty good players. But you also put your best foot forward tonight. Congratulations on getting back into the team. And thanks for joining us to wrap up what was a very successful tonight for the Cats down here at Caddydia Park.
Thanks, heaps, boys. Cheers.